Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings. The theme this week on the final edition is that there is no theme, and there never is. Mostly we're just getting caught up with whatever's going on, so here are a few extra news items. CBS News says that 16 nurses who work at the same hospital intensive care unit in Mesa, Arizona are all pregnant at the same time, with most of them due between October and January. So insert some punchline here. Something about the janitor from Scrubs, I don't know. WECT TV News in North Carolina says two people walking down a beach out there found a prehistoric shark tooth that's probably millions of years old, and somehow all these millions of years escaped being turned into a belt buckle. And Consequence of Sound reports that Tom Waits attended a Jack White concert in San Francisco. Tom Waits, who never goes anywhere anymore, he went to a Jack White concert, and, this is not a joke, he stole Jack White's watch. There are good things in the world. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the Street!
Pop star Madonna is turning 60 years old. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Big deal. Dusty Springfield did it first.
Call me when she turns 69.
I think she's adopting a bunch of grandchildren.
I think her cone bra might be poking her in the knees now.
She changed her song from Vogue to Vague.
Frozen is now a tale of her Botox.
She's 60? Ah, geez, now I can't fuck her. Get it? I wasn't gonna.
Are her dentures gonna have a gap?
Yeah, she's still hip, because she had it replaced.
They say 40's the new 20, so I guess that makes 60 the new 40.
They say 40's the new 20, and I owe you 40, so here's 80.
When you turn 60, you basically are a man, so like now all the gay guys who are obsessed with her can fuck her.
They're all 60, too. They just care about food now.
She's not turning 60. She's the new host of 60 Minutes.
If she's hosting 60 Minutes, she's 70.
Strike a pose. And a match. Because she's old and smells?
Coming soon from the creative team that brought you Slender Man.
I saw on a Reddit message board that if you look in a mirror at midnight and say Chef Boyardee 7 times, it will appear.
I read on 4chan that it's the ghost of an Italian mother whose family starved to death.
My older brother says if I don't finish my mac and cheese, he'll come get me.
Now comes the next bullshit horror monster created by internet weirdos.
It's been told on old abandoned message boards and ancient email chains that there's a malevolent spirit who cannot abide the waste of Italian food. Its origin's a mystery, but its intent clear. Should you not clean your plate, the creature will appear at night, and it will not rest until it force feeds you 50 pounds of fettuccine.
Urban Mythos Studios presents Creepy Pasta.
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing. The victim was known as such a picky eater, but apparently he ate so much manicotti that his stomach exploded. Take a look.
Oh my God.
Ooh, now that is a spicy meatball.
Take one eerie internet meme, add a ton of pornographic grindhouse violence, 18 vomit-inducing murders, and a sprinkle of Parmesan. This is the movie event you'll line up to avoid in theaters and catch later on Netflix.
So many carbs.
I couldn't eat another bite.
No! No! No!
Creepy Pasta, because evil
comes back for seconds.
Thanks to the overwhelming success of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy revival on Netflix, the final edition is more than happy to cash in. And so we present to you Straight Eye for the Straight Guy.
Hey, does this tie go with this shirt?
What? I don't know, sure. Why are you asking me?
That was Straight Eye for the Straight Guy.
All right, team. Today is RV World's summer blowout sale.
As if we didn't have enough trouble selling RVs all year.
It's going to take a real expert to move these rigs off lot.
Hey, what's that sound?
And who is that salty old fisherman scratching on the siding on that camper?
Y'all know me. Know how I make a living. I be Mr. Quint. I'll sell this rig for you, but it ain't gonna be easy.
No thanks. All sales will be handled by my team.
This ain't like going down to the pond and chasing them bluegills and tummy cuts.
What does that even mean?
Means it's not gonna be pleasant.
Okay, looks like we have some customers.
Welcome, folks. Are there any motorhomes that you'd like to see?
Oh, hi, yeah. My wife and I were checking out this Fleetwood rig.
That RV, she's a bad RV.
It's not bad. It's actually quite a bargain at $30,000.
That's right in our price range.
I'll sell them for $30,000, but I'll catch them and kill them for $10,000.
Did he just offer to kill this RV?
$10,000 for me by myself. For that, you'll get the grill, the bumper, the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I think we're just going to pass for today. Thanks.
You scared them off, Mr. Quint.
Shh, we got another customer. Hi, welcome to RV World.
Yes, I'm interested in the Winnebago model right outside.
Winnebago, 35-footer. You can tell by looking from the front bumper to the rear bumper.
Well, that's a perfect size for my family.
Okay, well, how about we go for a test drive?
Sometimes an RV looks right at you. The thing about an RV is it's got lifeless headlights. Black headlights, like a doll's headlights.
You can ignore him.
You hear that terrible high-pitched braking sound?
He doesn't even work here.
The road turns red, and despite all your pounding and your hollering, that RV will come in, and you'll be drowning in debt.
Let's just go run your credit report. How about that?
Oh, sorry, I'm no longer in the market.
Ugh, not a single sale. I don't know how today could get any worse.
RV attack!
We're gonna need a bigger lot.
Welcome to another compelling, dynamic afternoon of football with the old rivalry between the Albuquerque Dusters and the Portland Mudslides to keep you off the street and angry at something for the next 3 hours.
Man, this is going to be a violent game. These two teams hate each other.
As the teams line up for the kickoff, just a reminder that we have a new sponsor for Monday Night Football, Toyota Dog Biscuits. That's right, your favorite Japanese car maker is getting into the dog food business.
They always make an excellent product.
And here's the kickoff. Albuquerque receives. Stanless Jefferson blazes down the field, coming up to the 30, zigzags around the defense, and Portland has filed a lawsuit.
Amazing! They almost got to the 40-yard line before the first legal action was taken.
Oh, man, these two teams came here to play.
We have word from the ref. The Mudslides are demanding to see the Dusters' federal tax returns for the last 12 years.
Now that's just classic defense.
The team accountants are gathering the documents. In the meantime, the teams line up on the 37.
Now here I'm thinking Albuquerque might try a lateral play.
Down, set, and Albuquerque is calling for a special prosecutor to investigate Portland regarding a failed real estate deal in the 1990s.
Oh, hey, now, that's pretty early in the game to try a Hail Mary.
That's why Portland never saw it coming.
Now, we're going to go down to the field to Sheila Barnes talking to Albuquerque's coach, Herb Stevens.
Coach Stevens, why call for a special prosecutor against Portland this early in the game?
Well, once we put their team in jail, the Albuquerque Dusters will rule this football field forever.
But after that, could you actually call it football?
Of course. You can call anything football. Your football. These are just words.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's action out on the field again.
I'm confused. Now, in this metaphor, is Albuquerque the Democrats or the Republicans?
It doesn't matter because Portland has filed a restraining order against Albuquerque, requiring them to stay at least 100 yards away.
100 yards, that is. Well, I believe that's the entire length of the playing field.
Correct. Both teams must play the game by standing at completely opposite ends of the field.
And that's what they're gonna do until the clock runs out.
Wow, we're just gonna look at our phones and drink.
You said it, Barry. Thanks to all of you out there for joining us in another exciting afternoon of Knock Football.
And now, with another shameless ripoff, the final edition presents Queer Eye for the Queer Guy.
Hey, does this tie go with this shirt?
Ugh, you know it does, Eric. Jesus, the way you fish for compliments is exhausting.
Well, fuck you too, bitch.
That was Queer Eye for the Queer Guy. Please wire all money to our offshore bank account in the Seychelles in the form of euros.
Well, fellow pilgrims, it's sometime around the 1600s and we finally did it. We escaped the persecution of England and landed here on the new land.
Here. No more dealing with King James and all his nonsensical rulings.
Here.
So now that we are here, I propose we establish a name for our new home.
Wonderful idea, Brother Francis. It has to be something different, so we really make a statement that we are a newer establishment than our previous country.
How about, and I'm just coming up with this, but New England.
Here.
That's perfect, Brother John. It really shows that we are not England. Great name. But what about this specific smaller area that I live in?
Well, Brother Edward, didn't you live in York for a year?
I did.
New York?
Here!
No, just wait. Follow me here. Maybe the neighboring areas could all be named after the former places we lived in. Mm. Like Jersey, Hampshire, Haven, Mexico. But with new in front of them.
Here!
And let's differentiate ourselves even further. Instead of saying things weigh kilograms, let's say they weigh pounds.
Like the money?
Well, how about since we all have these extra toy figurine wigs, maybe we name them after that?
Ah, doll hairs it is.
Here.
And we should drive our horse-drawn carriages on the right side of the road instead of the left, just to really show them how unique we are from Europe.
Doesn't France already do that?
Shut up.
My only worry is that by us coming up with these new anti-England laws, the British will come and try to attack us.
Well, then let's make it a law that everyone has the right to their muskets.
What about flintlock hand pistols and cannons?
Well, let's just say we have the right to guns, or arms as they're sometimes weirdly called, just so it's easier.
Here.
So just to be clear, we can use guns for protection from the British. Seems simple enough.
Well, gentlemen, we did it. We established ourselves to be very different than our former home of England.
Here!
Now let's continue doing what we do best.
Conquering this new land and killing all of its inhabitants that are different than us, and giving no rights whatsoever to women!
Here!
evenings and salutations, everyone, and welcome to the Shenandoah Wilderness Retreat. Before we go into these woods, I have to warn you about some dangers you might see.
Enough with the warnings, just give us the guns!
Oh, you'll be begging for a gun before this weekend is over, Tenderfoot.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
There's plenty in these forested regions what can kill a man. You got your bears, you got your raccoons with handguns, you got your walking poison ivy.
Did he just say raccoons with handguns?
Oh, that's downright cuddly compared to what else is out there. Squatches.
Squatches? Like Sasquatch. Like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? There ain't no such thing as Bigfoot. That's just ignorant superstition made up by urban folks for their urban legends.
Yeah, we know there's no such thing as Sasquatches.
Well, y'all are powerful stupid then. I said there ain't no Bigfoot, but your common Squatch or land ape. Well, that's just about the meanest bugger you can run into here in eastern West Virginia.
Okay, hold on. I am still hung up on the raccoons with guns. Do you mean like from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
I weren't likely to know, ma'am. The last film I saw was Moonstruck.
So you're saying there are multiple Sasquatches living in these woods? What proof do you have?
Why, if there weren't no Squatches, explain that Congress guy who was into Bigfoot erotica.
I thought you literally just said there was no such thing as Bigfoot.
All right, but most erotica is made by city folk like yous, and y'all don't put much stock in proper nomenclature.
So one guy running for Congress says he's into Bigfoot erotica, and do you think these woods are swarming with Sasquatches?
So we're just brushing past the raccoons with guns then.
It ain't just one guy. It's every single elected official in this entire United States of America, at every level of local, state, and federal government.
That can not possibly be true.
I don't know what it is, but the center of the Venn diagram between people who run for office and people who like to watch Bigfoots make love to Asian ladies is a goddamn circle.
Okay, Grizzled Hunter, we'll be careful out there.
So can the raccoons shoot the guns, or do they just, like, carry them around?
Then stay close to me. And if you hear an unearthly bellowing accompanied by the smells and sounds of a patchouli-soaked film crew, you run as if your pointless little lives depended on it. Unless you want to end up as a featured video on Pornhub.
I hope you all learned something from this grizzled old man and his grizzled old words of warning. And the next time you call your representative to unsuccessfully beg them not to let little elementary school kids get shot, remember, they're probably pleasuring themselves to low-res digital footage of some loser in an ape suit having joyless sex with a Belarusian immigrant. At the same time, they're talking to you. Also, yeah, we know that Bigfoot erotica story is a few weeks old, but it happened while we were on hiatus, and come on, it's Bigfoot erotica. Do you think we wouldn't do a sketch about it? I'm Barry Lank, and I have a Peabody. And now, because we love money and are bereft of original ideas, the final edition presents Queer Guy in a Straight Eye.
Ah! Ah! Oh my god! Oh my god! There's an entire person in my eye! Ah!
Magnificent!
Sunday night, August 18th at the Curtis Dixon Hall. The band that set the tone for a generation. On stage and in person, in what is sure to be one of the most dynamic experiences of a lifetime. All the high energy, laid back, pulse pounding, relaxing styles that only these legends of music can bring you. And appearing with them is their brand new longtime collaborators, the one-time multiple winners of the Seattle Award nominee for Europe's Finest Group of People. See these two powerhouses, live and dead, all part of the new Never Play Music Until Yesterday tour, now going on its 37th year. Tickets up for grabs now at all Ticketron locations soon, or call the info line at 517-298-6349. 54321. Info line is not in service. You will always remember this legendary concert that you will soon forget. This Sunday night, Tuesday, August 13th, at the Dirtus Kickson Room Indoor Multiplex Amphitheater Outdoor Black Box. Seats are going fast, so take your time. Tickets on sale never.
Wait, so what band was that a commercial for?
It doesn't matter, because you'll probably buy tickets anyway just out of sheer curiosity.
Yo, yo, yo! At Club Dante, the party never stops. Make some noise!
Woo! DJ Raw Dog, there's a fire in the kitchen and it's spreading fast. As your boss, I need you to get on that mic and tell everyone they need to evacuate.
Oh, shit, yeah! This club is on fire! Woo!
Yeah, like a literal fire.
DJ Raw Dog is gonna keep this party going. Y'all having a good night tonight?
Woo! Is that the club owner in the DJ booth? What was he whispering in your ear?
That this party don't stop until the FDNY shuts us down! Brr, brr, brr.
Is there a risk of that happening?
Let's get hot in here!
It is hot, but too hot? Like, maybe something might be wrong hot?
DJ Raw Dog's only job is to keep the party going no matter what! If this party stops for any reason, I have failed! Now let's make some noise!
Yeah. You have to stop! For real, if these people die because you won't stop the party, I'm gonna be so fucked with lawsuits that I'm gonna need an abortion.
Fuck yeah, dude, high five!
No high five, I'm serious. The fire has spread to the roof.
The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire! Bah, bah, bah.
What? No, I didn't mean it in like a rap way. What are you doing?
I said, bah, bah, bah.
Was that the fire alarm?
Seriously, what did the owner say? I feel like you're not accurately relaying information.
The owner of this club wants to stop this party, but does DJ Raw Dog ever stop?
No, but maybe that's not a hard, fast rule. Maybe you should make an exception?
DJ Raw Dog, you need to cut it out. The fire has spread so much, it's blocking the exit.
Oh my God, we're trapped. We're all gonna die.
Dance until you stop. Chop and roll, then keep dancing some more! Brr, brr, brr.
Oh, thank God, the fire department's here to rescue us. Let's go, everybody out!
Fuck, we're getting out of here.
DJ Raw Dog, why aren't you coming with us?
A DJ always goes down with his club. Oh, fuck, oh shit, oh, that's hot! Oh, I'm burning alive! Oh, brr, brr, brr.
Street!
Kids are heading back to school. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Kids are still being born?
Damn it, now the school's open, I gotta move 100 feet away from it.
Teachers, we gotta figure out a better plan to make these kids stop using their phones on tests. Does anyone have any idea?
Have them use their guns on tests.
Guys, what's it mean that it got into A and P English?
That's not a classroom. Yeah, I know. You're stocking shelves.
The thing I love about high school girls is that I get older and they stay the same age. And that's just a great marker of time for me. It lets me reflect on my life and where I'm at.
Great thing about high school girls is I get older and they get older too, because I'm in high school.
The thing I love about high school girls is their youthful enthusiasm and love of learning.
Wait, school just started again? Who have I been teaching all this time?
Why isn't everyone just getting their GED?
Good enough for daddy. That's what I call the GED.
I had a bad day at a wood shop class, so I gave my teacher the finger.
I'm so happy we're all going back to shul.
Grandma, we're going back to school.
What? Have you not been going to shul?
For the high holidays.
How are you going to find a wife?
What are you talking about? I'm 16 years old.
When I was your age, I was already 20.
My school isn't offering biology anymore. It's bicuriousology.
Yeah, my science isn't monogamous. It's poli-sci.
I'm so excited this year for sex ed.
Ed's a guy I have sex with.
There's a common adage about human potential. 10%. Isn't that what they say? We only use 10%.
What are you saying, Doctor? That with a procedure, you can increase my natural human potential?
Not with a procedure, Mr. Gleason.
With a pill. Okay, Dr. Peters, let's say I believe you. It's like taking ginseng, right? Opens me up a little bit. Things flow more rapidly to the tune of what, 3-5%?
No, Mr. Gleason. 100% function.
What?
Here. First one's free. For 24 hours, this pill will make you the only human on Earth capable of using 100% of your butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh. 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 My God. I'll take 1,000.
And on that note, this particular show was written by Gil Barron, Gene Augusto, Joe Davis, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, Heidi Lux, and Keith Saltochains. The performers, including improvising Man on the Street, were Gene Augusto, Gil Barron, Mike Besaw, Sam Gerwitz, Jeff Hendrick, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, way too much of that guy, Heidi Lux, Chase O'Donnell, Jessica Park, and Keith Saltochains. Our technical advisor at UBN Studios is the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. The show was produced and engineered by Barry Lank, executive producers Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. Music, much of the music, is by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. I'm Barry Lank, and I don't have a Peabody. Let me just make that clear. I don't.